I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. Here's a question. How much money do you need to earn to be allowed to marry a foreign national and bring them home? In the U.S., you have to demonstrate you can support your spouse. In Britain, there's an actual number, 18,600 British pounds, to be precise, or just over $23,000. That's the minimum salary to sponsor a foreign spouse in Britain. If you earn less, you cannot live together there. This week, the rule was challenged in court, but was allowed to stand. My BBC colleague Emma Harrison says some people think the rules are too rigid.
These rules only take into account the salary of the person from the UK, and not the spouse. And I think that's where people are finding it difficult. So even if their foreign spouse does have a good job or earns a lot more of the money than the British person, that's not taken into account here. So that has proved very difficult for some families. And this was a rule that was actually introduced to stop foreign spouses from becoming reliant on taxpayers in the country.
So if you were to fall in love and marry a US citizen, you would not be allowed to live together in Britain unless you met the wage bar.
No, exactly that. And I think maybe until this case, that's probably something that a lot of people would not have been aware of, that it's not as simple as you get married and then you have the right to bring your spouse over to the UK and to live in the UK.
How many people are affected?
Well, I think campaigners say that there are thousands. It's in the thousands. We don't have an exact number, but we have been hearing, as we've been running the story today, people have been contacting the BBC to tell us their story.
And tell us about some of them.
Yeah, so I've previously spoken to a couple, a young couple. They got married only last year. Laura, who's from the UK, she met her American husband while she was studying abroad. And the problem that they faced was while he was over here, he was on a student visa, so he could stay, but that actually expired in January. So even though they got married, they're having to go down this route. And the reason why she's finding it hard is that she is a student as well. So she says that she can't work full time because of her studies. So they're actually waiting to hear the outcome of a visa application at the moment. If it is rejected, he will be deported.
Is there more recourse in the courts? Could this change?
I think what's happened today is this is something that's been heard in the UK's Supreme Court. So it is the highest court in the UK. And although that they upheld these visa rules, the judges criticised the rules around it, saying that they failed to take proper account of the duty to safeguard and promote the welfare of children when making decisions which affect them. And they ruled that there should be an amendment to allow alternative sources of funding other than a salary or benefits.
And finally, I mean, it does get quite technical, but what struck you most as a journalist covering this story?
Well, first of all, it's something that I personally have never realised, that there is this rule and it is splitting up families. Obviously, the people we have spoken to, you know, if they have children, there's another couple who the father, he is from Egypt, so he has only been able to come to the UK and see his son for a few times. It's just really heartbreaking in a way to hear some of these stories, especially when children are involved.
My BBC colleague Emma Harrison speaking to us from London. Thank you very much.
Thank you.